Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Daniel Cage back on the show. Daniel has become a great member of our Brain Trust recently, CEO of SpeedChain, a blockchain technology company, and he's a veteran of the financial world and the financial / technology world. And he's our friend Daniel Cage. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, Daniel, before the pandemic, blockchain was really becoming a significant entity in the consciousness of more people. I was doing my part; you were doing your part, but importantly, as its own platform, not disconnected from cryptocurrency, but as a platform in its own right with multiple multifaceted applications. And I was seeing, and anybody could have seen this, you know, conferences, seminars, training programs, thought leadership events all over the world. I mean, if you could have teleported yourself, with a Star Trek teleporter, you could have attended a major one at least once a week around the world. Where's all that? What has happened to all that in the pandemic? Since people can't travel as much, they're not doing that. What do you think that's done to blockchain, to the proliferation of the understanding of blockchain?
Great question. You know, I think anytime you have a lot of people traveling around and networking, and then you put a halt to that, there's certain communication that's obviously going to be stunted a little bit. Having said that, I think from what you described, and I agree with you, there was so much discussion around the benefits of the platforms that we were seeing throughout the industry, different industries, that really has not slowed down. And to the extent, by the way, that there's so much of it that you can reach remotely, whether it's documentation online or whether it's conferences that you can access remotely, all of that has kept going. So, and some of the underlying benefits of the actual platform are so relevant to what's happening right now that ultimately it just, you know, it really doesn't slow the march towards some of these platforms much.
Well,
with one caveat. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
No, I was just going to say with one caveat that, you know, obviously everything has slowed down a little bit. So there's certainly companies that were migrating towards different programs, which pumped the brakes on it just because they couldn't train people up or they couldn't mm-hmm. get everyone in one place, you know, that kind of thing. So,
well, of course, part of my question was about the educational, the maybe even a little bit of the hype about blockchain. There was some mm-hmm. of that, for example. There were so many offerings when I was looking for some to go to that would be within my geographical world, my hemisphere at least. When I was looking at some to attend to learn more about blockchain, I really was almost intimidated to try to find the one that I thought was going to be the one that would be worth my time and my money. And there were so many of them. I wonder. So that's the education part. And in a minute, we'll talk about the practicality of it. But I wonder if one of the things this has happened is the entities that did have real critical mass in their educational and communication capability, if they're to be the ones that will survive, and if there'll be others that were taking advantage of the term blockchain, and maybe weren't as significant. What do you think?
I agree with that. Yeah, I think what you're describing happens in almost every industry, right, where there's kind of a shakeout of who's really providing value and who's just kind of riding along. And I think that's happened here too. And obviously the flow of venture capital and the flow of whether it's private equity or venture, you know, will kind of reflect that. And so you'll see some of that shakeout.
Right. So when we come back after the break, I want to talk about the practicality of all this and whether the coronavirus, this wormhole that we were going through, whether the blockchain has been impacted practically in the application and in the proliferation of it as you know, I'm promoting it because I think it's the platform of the future, and I also believe that it is right now, it is the best candidate for us to be able to deliver digital trust. 20 till right back with Rob Cage. I'm sorry, Daniel Cage. Daniel Cage, CEO of SpeedChain. He and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.